Good morning. The temperature is dropping this morning on the heels of an increasing northwest breeze, at times gusting over 20, even 30 miles per hour. Some rain showers around during the overnight period, now with temperatures dropping, may cause a few slick spots on area roadways this morning. Otherwise, just a few scattered flurries as the clouds break up to reveal a fair amount of sunshine to start the day. Although it will be chilly through the morning and into the afternoon, especially when the wind picks up, temperatures will only climb through the 30s and into the lower 40s on average, with the wind chill values in the 20s and lower 30s through the afternoon. High pressure will dominate into the evening, keeping the weather dry overnight tonight. With clear skies and light winds early, temperatures will drop quickly back into the 20s. Some high clouds will move in towards sunrise tomorrow, although it will stay dry. In fact, dry weather for the first part of the day tomorrow. As a storm system approaches from the west, clouds will increase and thicken, and a southerly wind will pick up. That's going to push temperatures back through the 30s and into the 40s for tomorrow afternoon, although rain showers will start to break out around lunchtime. Scattered showers will be common through the afternoon tomorrow before a steadier rain moves in towards sunset. The steadiest rain will fall after dark tomorrow night and during the overnight hours, but it will be rain out ahead of this system with temperatures holding in the upper 30s and lower 40s overnight Saturday night and first thing Sunday morning. In fact, our high temperature on Sunday will be early in the day and in the 40s with a few rain showers to start off. Then colder air will sweep in on the heels of another developing northwest wind flow for Sunday afternoon. Temperatures will drop through the 40s and into the 30s during the day on Sunday, with a few flurries and snow showers and an enhanced area of lake effect snow downwind of Lake Ontario. As we head into the big travel week next week, Monday through Thursday, relatively quiet with no major storms. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, cold air aloft and onshore flow from the Pacific will continue to bring heavy rain and high elevation snow across the Intermountain West. Winter weather advisories and winter storm warnings are in effect across the region. Additional snow accumulations of 1 to 2 feet are expected along the Sierra Crest. Winter storm warnings are also in effect for the Colorado and Wyoming Rockies as a complex low-pressure area moves out over the Central Plains. Up to 20 inches of snow possible across the higher terrain. In advance of this system, record high temperatures and critical fire weather conditions are expected across southeastern parts of New Mexico and northwestern Texas today in the wake of a dry line caused by very warm and dry downsloped air moving off the southern Rockies. And a rare system known as a Metacane will bring more rain to Greece today as it tracks away from southern Italy. Deadly flooding rains have already impacted parts of Greece this week. At Mount Washington this morning, 1/16th of a mile visibility and moderate snow, blowing snow and fog, 9 above zero with a northwest wind at 63 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, mostly clear and 33 below zero. In Albany on the hour, mostly cloudy and 34 degrees, the dew point 23. 64% relative humidity, the wind out of the west at 24 gusting to 40 miles per hour, and the barometer at 29.99 inches, and it is rising. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City, sunny, breezy, near 50, Boston, increasing sun, windy, in the mid-40s, and in Buffalo, mostly cloudy, with highs in the lower 40s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday, 53 degrees, the low 39. The average temperature 46, that's 6 degrees above normal. Just a trace of precipitation yesterday, still 47 hundredths of an inch for the month and 37.80 inches for the year, which is 2.93 inches of precipitation above normal. The average high temperature in Albany today, 47 degrees, the average low 31. The record high 72 set in 1928 and the record low 7 in 1972. Sunrise this morning, 6:50 a.m. Sunset this evening, 4:30 p.m. 9 hours and 40 minutes of daylight, a loss of 2 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Sunny, windy, cool today with highs in the upper 30s. Clear this evening and increasing clouds overnight tonight, lows in the upper teens. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England. Sunny, windy, and cool today with highs in the lower to mid-40s. Clear this evening, then increasing clouds overnight tonight with lows in the mid-20s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks. A mix of sun and clouds, windy, chilly today with a few passing flurries, and highs in the upper 30s to around 40. Mostly clear this evening, then increasing clouds again tonight with lows in the lower 20s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, mostly sunny, windy, and cool today with highs right around 40. Clear this evening, then increasing clouds overnight tonight with lows in the lower 20s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Mostly sunny, windy, and cool today with highs in the lower 40s. Clear this evening, then increasing clouds overnight tonight with lows in the lower 20s. Region-wide for tomorrow, thickening clouds in the morning, breezy with rain showers developing through the afternoon in the mid-40s, more rain Saturday night and first thing Sunday morning, then mostly cloudy, windy, and turning colder Sunday afternoon, scattered snow showers possible downwind of Lake Ontario, perhaps some steadier lake-effect snow, temperatures starting in the 40s but falling back into the 30s. A mix of sun and clouds, breezy, cold Monday, upper 30s, milder Tuesday with a mix of sun and clouds, upper 40s, back into the lower 40s Wednesday, and upper 30s for Thanksgiving Day with a mix of sun and clouds through the middle of next week. Have a great weekend. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.